Where to begin, really? A point gained or 2 points lost?
Point gained, you know, but on a massive point. And, you know, we don't do things easy, do we? You know, but I think a lot of fans would take it that way. Listen, we're 2-0 up. Nothing really in the game. 2-2. Disappointing with the first goal. More disappointed with the second goal. Came out at half-time, I said, don't be that team that goes and throws away a 2-0 lead and gets beat 3-2. They go 3-2 up and then thinking, oh, no, fearing the worst character, Charlie Ennis, 3-3, and then, boom, 4-3. And we just didn't stop, though. I mean, the keeper made two or three exceptional saves before we got the equaliser. And, you know, off the free kick, I thought Griff puts it a bit too wide, but Potsy, what a ball that is. And Curtis Jones to go and nod it in. And, oh, it's a massive result, isn't it? It's a huge result for us. And, you know, one minute we've lost the game and we're devastated. The next minute, the biggest high ever, and we go and draw the game.
FC did seem to get caught, though, in possession a few times. Warrington were pressing. That was their game. And it's, if one was harsh, you'd say the lesson wasn't entirely learned.
No, I don't think they pressed. I think we played far too many backwards and sideways balls. Let me tell you, you know, I always speak openly and honestly in here. We scored the penalty. It's 3-0. The next phase of the game, Aaron Morris has a chance to put his foot through it, doesn't, tries to play out, they get a corner. The next opportunity, Curtis Jones gets to play forward, sticks it out to play a sideways ball. The third opportunity, Potsy gets to do it, gives the ball on the way, edge of the box, and I turned to the bench and went, they want to throw it away. And I said, that's exactly what we did, and I just said that to the lads. How many sideways and backward ball did we knock today? We don't even play that way. I don't know if it was a little bit of fear. When we started playing forward, Tundy gets his chance, he gets his goal because we play the ball forward. And, you know, I don't know if it's nerves at this stage of the season, but you're right, James, we didn't learn our lesson, but I thought the last 20 minutes we did.
And for you, that was definitely more FC, authors of their own downfall, rather than Warrington having a good pressing
game.
Yeah,
that was our downfall. You know, it's easy to press a sideways and backwards ball, it's easy. You know, you're inviting it on. Don't think Cam's kicking was particularly good today. So every time we go back into Cam, he's ballooning it out of position. And, you know, he's got to do better for two goals for me. But he's big enough and ugly enough and old enough to know that now. And I've told him. But we created a lot of our own pressure.
Do you think the formation had anything to do with that? That it didn't work as well in this game? Or do you think it's purely human error, really?
I don't know. Because concentration. I don't know. We got 2-0 up and everyone's saying, oh, another master Shawky does this. It's not. It's just sideways balls. I mean, Matty Elton in the first half, he answered it two or three times. I'm thinking, learn from your mistake, and we didn't. Listen, we didn't do. And it's good that, you know, last 20 minutes, we went with pace in the wide areas. We started forcing the ball forwards more. I thought Trickett Smith started getting on it. Tundy started getting on it. Young Finn started getting on it. And, you know, we started creating chances. But, no, listen, I'm not impressed with some of the passing today. I'm not going to lie.
The speed of the passing was
too
poor.
Too slow.
Dwelling on the ball all the time. And that's what was creating the opportunities for them to get in and gain possession.
Yeah, and that's, listen, you can't blame the pitch. The pitch is the best pitch in the league at this stage of the season, bar none. You know, it's a little bit sticky for everybody, but they didn't. They just moved the ball forward quickly into Amos and into Buckley and played off pieces. We tried to go through the lines, but we were just too slow in doing it.
Good news, Tundi Olabi gets off his, you know, his mini drought, if you like, and with a lovely turn and shot as well.
Yeah, probably disappointed not to score a hat-trick, you know, if he lets it go early. But, you know, he gets his goal. He didn't have time to think for his goal, and that's when he's at his best. You know, spins on it and scores, and it's brilliant. That's why I made a point of, you know, and the crowd did, singing his name. It was fantastic. But, you know, we threw it away at half-time, and everyone was downbeat, and I said, listen, no one's died. You know, we've thrown away a 2-goal lead, so what? Let's not let this capitulate us second half. And, you know, we targeted a point against Warrington. Let's make sure we go and get a point against Warrington. And then, you know, there were just certain things in the second half that didn't click. But I thought last 20 minutes, I thought we were great. I thought the substitutions worked. I thought we were camped in the half of the keeper for an 18-year-old. He's brilliant. He was man of the match against Scarborough last week. He's man of the match again today for me. And, you know, we somehow found a way past him in the last kick of the game.
And let's credit Curtis Jones, because you want a moment. I mean, Potts, I mean, I was actually, as much as a commentator, I was going, what was that when he was put out wide? I thought, why are you doing that? But it was a bit wide. But it was a perfect cross from Potts and a perfect, and that we talk about this now and again, about mentality in the heat of the moment when you've got one last chance to be able to, the composure I mean, to...
Roy will agree with this because, you know, we've been managers. You want your centre-half or your centre-forward to go and die in that box, to go and get six studs put in his face, to go and put risk his life. And Curtis come across two big lads there, and I thought he could get cleaned out, and he didn't. His eyes was on the ball. It's a magnificent cross from Potts, and boom, it's in the bottom corner, and away we go. And that's what you want your centre-halves to do. By the way, I know Potts got man of the match, and he was brilliant again, but Curtis Jones, you know, take his goal away, he is a real player, a real player.
Well, we put him down as the man of the match,
yeah,
to be honest.
Superb.
On to Mickleover, yeah. Another tough, yep, game, and everyone's crowding up Scarborough Whitby, taking closer orders. So what do you think is the key challenges with Clover away?
I just think it's going to get exciting now every single game. You know, before that, base for playing Nantwich on Monday night, I think there's a couple of fixtures on Tuesday. We've got to go to Mickleover, and everyone, you know, what's going to happen is now I'm going to see who Warrington plays next week. Scarborough are going to look who South Shields play. South Shields are going to look who base for play. People are going to look at Mickleover and think, right, have you got a job? We've just got to go down there and just play our game, 12 to go, and keep getting as many points on the board as we can do. You know, South Shields have had a great win today, but, you know, that, you know, let them do it. You know, that's the you know, they're at the top of the league for a reason. We're just trying to keep our heads where they are and just enjoy every moment, because, you know, scenes like that at the end just makes it all worthwhile. And I'm not sure my blood pressure and my heart rate's, you know, going to survive them much more.
It was great for the neutral, probably not for the two dugouts.
No, but listen, amazing scenes, amazing character. My team. You know, I'll say this every game. You know, they're fantastic. You know, I know they'll give heart-stopping moments. They won't play well every single game, but I think over the course of this season, they've brought some real, I don't know, some real good times back here,
they,
I think.
And they never give in.
And they never give in. They've got that belief in the squad.
I just wondered whether there was a bit of body language that showed that, but not a bit of it.
No.
So, well, thank you. And over 2,000 here, which is always great.
2,088. It's incredible, that, you know, and the noise that they made. And do you know what? Even when we went 4-3 down, you know, they were going and going and going. And they were kind of, I talk about the 12, they were sucking the ball in the back of the net. And then when it went in, and the scenes at the end, I keep saying I'm not going to see these things. I keep seeing it.
On a more positive note, you know, we were talking, you know, within the game, and you've got to look at this as a whole, and there's a big positive. The last two games, Nantwich and today, you'd have took 4 points before 100%. Those games were even kicked off, and you've got 4 points, and that is the biggest positive.
Yeah, that's brilliant. That's great. Talking about points, that's a great point, and when you put it like that.
Might not have been the way you thought it would be.
No, it wouldn't have been.
But the outcome's been bang on.
No, it wouldn't have been. Yeah. So, listen, we're happy. You know, thanks to everyone today. We've just got to look forward to Mickleover now. We've got a big week coming up. It's the club annual bowling tomorrow, and all the players are going bowling, you know, with the supporters and the kids. We'll be in Tuesday, we'll be in Wednesday, we'll be in Thursday, and then we'll be going down to Mickleover next Saturday. So, you know, we'll see a lot of each other this week, but, you know, we're going to enjoy each other's company and enjoy today. Enjoy today. Moments like this, it's, you know, you've got to savour, you've got to enjoy it.